You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired May 8th, 2025. With a unanimous vote on May 5th, Kitchener's Council declared the dark-eyed junco as the official bird of the city. The vote came on the heels of a public delegation from Meredith Blunt of Bird Friendly City Kitchener, who was an organizer of the City Bird Poll, which occurred in November and December 2024. With 1,265 votes cast in the poll, the dark-eyed junco had 45.1% of the vote, the merlin had 27.1%, the chimney swift received 17.5%, and the killdeer had 10.3%. The dark-eyed junco, also known as the Junco hymalis, has a range across North America with 15 subspecies. The variant most likely to be seen around Kitchener is the slate-colored dark-eyed junco, whose scientific name is Junco hymalis hymalis. City of Kitchener staff also recommended the designation of the dark-eyed junco in a report to council. The report noted the designation builds on Kitchener's bird-friendly city status, which the city received in 2024, and fits into the city's strategic plan under the Cultivating a Green City Together heading. The bird-friendly city designation is awarded by the environmental charity Nature Canada. There are 32 cities listed as bird-friendly certified on Nature Canada's webpage, including Guelph and Halton Hills, as well as Toronto, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Halifax. The bird-friendly city status requires cities to have plans to mitigate threats to birds, such as those posed by windows, cats, and habitat loss, enact educational efforts about birds for residents, and have an official bird selection process. According to Nature Canada, in the past 50 years, bird populations in North America have dropped more than 25%. This show features the delegation from bird-friendly city Kitchener's Meredith Blunt, as well as a question from Councillor Christine Michaud and comments from Mayor Barry Verbanovic. For more information about the dark-eyed junco and other birds in the city, Blunt is hosting birding walks and talks at City Hall's pop-up space Square Peg on Wednesdays through Sundays, all through May.
I would like to invite Meredith Blunt from Bird Friendly City Kitchener to come forward and make her presentation about Junco City.
In November, we affirmed Kitchener as a bird friendly city, and you voted to support World Migratory Bird Day, which is one part of being certified. The other part, which we are talking about tonight, is electing a city bird through a public voting process and having council officially affirm that bird. So I'm here today to ask council to appoint the dark-eyed junco as Kitchener's official city bird. We ran the city bird poll from November to December in 2024. The results are on my slide. It was shared on our website, social media, as well as The Record and local CBC and CTV. And we held a public vote through a Google poll. We received dozens of passionate and thoughtful communications from people across the city explaining their vote. We had a total number of 1,265 votes come in, and the outcome you can see is the junco won by a landslide of 45% of the vote. We announced that Kitchener elected the dark-eyed junco live on the CBC the morning of December 23rd. So I ask you this evening that council officially appoint the dark-eyed junco as Kitchener's city bird.
Councillor Michaud asked Meredith Blunt a question.
Could you give us some highlights on why the dark-eyed junco was selected?
And Blunt responds.
There were many. I think a lot of it has to do is they're a really easy bird to identify. Lots of people know them and see them at their feeders. Their song is really recognizable. It almost sounds like a chittery conversation. Most of the emails we got in were about memories people had watching juncos with their children or their parents. So it was just the most recognizable of our four nominees.
Thank you very much for this. And I do hear a lot of birds in my neighborhood in the morning, and I'll be more attentive to this and be looking for this dark-eyed junco because, what? You know, you don't really pay attention to birds until it's brought forth like this.
For a tip to see juncos, look down. They like to feed on the ground. Yeah.
Great. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Mayor Barry Verbanovic also made comments on the designation.
I really do want to thank you for coming in and for all the work that you and your team have done on this. I had the opportunity to meet you at Bestival with Councillor Johnson and learn about some of the great work that you folks were doing. And it's easy to find a cardinal or a blue jay, and so now I'm going to be looking forward to looking around the city and trying to find the dark-eyed junco going forward.
That's wonderful.
You are listening to the delegation from Bird-Friendly City Kitchener's Meredith Blunt, as well as a question from Councillor Michaud and comments from Mayor Verbanovic. Following the delegation, the mayor called for a vote to make the dark-eyed junco the official bird of the City of Kitchener. The vote passed unanimously. For more information about the dark-eyed junco and other birds in the city, check out the birding walks and talks that Meredith Blunt is hosting at City Hall's pop-up space Square Peg on Wednesdays through Sundays, all through May. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.